You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is coming from the new shared revenue formula put in place last year. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Some of the new shared revenue dollars are earmarked for first responders. Efforts to protect the Mississippi River Basin from farm runoff have largely failed. Misa Khan is the former policy director for the Mississippi River Network. She says there needs to be more collaboration between states.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
As much as 80% of the nitrogen flowing down the Mississippi comes from farms and livestock operations. Donald Trump has claimed the Biden-Harris administration let more than 400,000 convicted criminals into the U.S. But is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
In Prairie du Chien, Donald Trump claimed Kamala Harris let in over 425,000 convicted criminals. However, ICE says that figure covers non-citizens convicted of crimes over the past 40 years, both before and after entering the U.S. Most of these individuals entered before the Biden administration. Research shows undocumented immigrants are not more likely than native-born Americans to commit crimes. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
Wisconsin prisons are no longer accepting donations of used books. That's because secondhand books are used to smuggle drugs behind bars. The move has its critics. A nonprofit called Wisconsin Books to Prisoners says the decision limits inmates' access to information and does nothing about other ways prisoners get a hold of drugs. Candlelight hikes return to Wisconsin State Parks for 4 weeks starting this weekend. Most events include pumpkin carving, campfires, and more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The city of Duluth is borrowing a popular statewide contest for their own purposes. City officials are asking residents to participate in the first snowplow naming contest for Duluth's plows. Any resident of the city can make a submission to the contest, and entries are due by October 21st. The winning name will be added to a snowplow and debut during the Christmas City of the North Parade in November. Each year, the Minnesota Department of Transportation also holds their own statewide snowplow naming contest. A commercial flight that took off from Chicago was forced to make an emergency landing at the Duluth International Airport on Wednesday. According to the Duluth Airport Authority, the United Airlines flight left Chicago just before noon on Wednesday, then about 15 minutes into the flight, requested an emergency landing due to mechanical issues. The plane safely completed the emergency landing at the Duluth Airport with 50 passengers, and nobody was reported injured. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has received grant funding through the Department of Defense to help improve cybersecurity for smaller businesses that contract with the DoD. According to a press release, the nearly $125,000 grant will allow students and researchers at the university to use artificial intelligence to help the businesses guard against cybersecurity threats. The project will be a core part of the curriculum for cybersecurity students at the university, which has become a national leader in cybersecurity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $50 million of funding through the State Building Commission for projects across the state. Among the funded projects are several in western Wisconsin, including the Barron County Historical Society's Pioneer Village Museum, Western Wisconsin Health's Saving Rural Obstetrics Program, and for the renovation of the Lee and Mary Marquardt Center at the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley. A full list of the projects and the allocated funding is available online. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Lakers put on a show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it was just a preseason game, but the Bucks and the Lakers faced off at Fiserv Forum. Giannis against LeBron. Giannis with 20 points in 20 minutes of playing time. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Giannis got out running, and then the starters came back in and kept playing well. You need that sometimes. And I thought that happened. You know, I love how we play Bobby. Like, he knows it. Coming in, Vinny Johnson or whoever else you want to name, the great guys coming off the bench, that we're going to you. You know, be responsible with it. He made a couple of good passes, too. But we want him to be aggressive.
The Lakers held on to win 107-102. NFL, the Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave to IR due to a lingering ankle injury. The team signed Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick off Atlanta's practice squad. College football, the Badgers play Rutgers tomorrow in New Jersey at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell says the younger players now will bode well for the future.
This is what it takes to continue to build a program. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. Guys go down and guys don't take advantage of their opportunities. So there's some really good situations for young guys, I think, that'll bode really well for us in the stretch.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are no anticipated mega blockbusters opening this weekend, but there are some solid, well-reviewed films coming to the big screen. For your holiday horror pleasure, leading the way is the third installment in the Terrifier franchise. Terrifier 3 follows the survivors of a Halloween massacre by Art the Clown in Terrifier 2. The film is pulling in 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. For some good family fare, check out Piece by Piece, which tells the story of musical artist Pharrell Williams' life using Lego animation. The film is directed by Won't You Be My Neighbor's Morgan Neville, and it's pulling in 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. And for those of you interested in the behind-the-scenes drama leading up to the first ever episode of Saturday Night Live back in 1975, it's Saturday Night, which offers an appearance by Wisconsin's own Willem Dafoe. Saturday Night is currently rating a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Guy Ritchie is attempting to line up some heavy hitters for his new project. The director of films like Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is in talks with Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Tom Hardy to star in his new series for Paramount Plus, tentatively called Guy Ritchie's The Associate. Deadline.com reports that the hour-long drama will tell the story of two generations of gangsters in the UK. There is no release date yet set. Martin Scorsese is getting on in years and makes very long films. The 81-year-old director has been in this racket for 60 years and says he has no intention of slowing down. Deadline reports that Scorsese has put his project about Frank Sinatra on hold while he works on a movie about Jesus. The director says he was inspired to tell the story of Jesus after meeting the Pope at Vatican City last year. He says he is hoping God gives him strength to finish both films. It's been 30 years since the film Speed was released. In honor of the milestone, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock reunited in Los Angeles at the Egyptian Theater for an anniversary screening. The film made Bullock a star. She was joined after the screening by Reeves for a Q&A. Reeves talked about working with Dennis Hopper and of the professionalism shown by Jeff Daniels, and at one point said, "We knew we were making something wacky." I guess that means he's proud of the film. If you're feeling nostalgic and aren't into Halloween movies, check out the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which actually might remind you of Halloween. The film hits theaters this weekend for a limited run. The Tim Burton film was originally released in 1993. The stop animation film will be playing on over 1,000 screens across America this weekend. The film received a 95% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 92% with audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.